The puff adder is only one of many venomous snakes native to sub-Saharan Africa. Dr. Robert Harrison of the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine says every year puff adders and the other snakes kill about 32,000 people.
It's not only that. Other people who survive the bite, about 100,000 of them, are living with severe disabled limbs or legs, just really very, very disabling conditions.
The current method of producing anti-venom, starting with the venom itself, is time-consuming and costly, and the serum must be refrigerated. Victims have to be treated multiple times, and there are possible side effects. With the price of about $140 per single dose, the full treatment may cost more than $500, which makes it unaffordable for most rural Africans. In addition, because of the way they're produced, current serums counteract poison from only one species or a few related ones, so doctors must determine what snake bit the victim. The anti-venom developed by scientists at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, specifically for Nigeria, proved to be cheap, safe, and effective. Dr. Harrison says his team is using it as a basis for developing universal anti-venom applicable to all venomous snakes in sub-Saharan Africa.
We're going to do that by identifying the proteins that are unique to all the other species, and taking these unique proteins, i.e. different from the saucetail viper, the puff adder, or the spitting cobra, and add that to the venoms from the original three.
For this purpose, the lab is regularly extracting venom from 450 snakes belonging to 21 of the most deadly species of sub-Saharan African snakes. Scientists say the universal antivenom will be more affordable than current serums and will be effective much longer. Target date for the ultimate test after a year of storage at room temperature is set for July 2018. George Puttich, VOA News, Washington.